What's going on? What's going on? What's up, everybody? This is Joel from the Long Run Podcast. So finally, I'm recording my first episode so far, and I'm so happy to get it started. It's a new experience, which I think I will be recording weekly. Just in case you're just joining me, I will direct you to listen to my introduction episode, which I released some day back. That will explain the purpose of this solo podcast I'm trying to record. The name is the Long Run Podcast, and I hope you like it. Kindly subscribe, give me a comment, and tell me how to improve. Anyways, so to get started, so today is my first episode, episode number one, and I will be talking about my Tinder experience in Thailand. So let's get started. So basically, I've been using Tinder in Thailand for quite some time. Let's say 5-6 years, I've been using Tinder, and my first experience using Tinder was great. Because then Tinder was mainly for the expat living in Thailand, for the tourists visiting Thailand. So then when I use Tinder, it's all about people who want to have fun, people who want to have a good time. And as you all know, your boy always down for the good time part of it. When I'm out of relationship, I always see Tinder as my go-to place. I go to Tinder, find a few matches. It was all fun then. Like 4 years ago, it was all good, all nice place to be. You meet cool people, you meet awesome people, you get happy for that moment, and you let all go. There's no attachment. There's no string attached. There's no, involvement. There's no argument. There's nothing. Just both of you, you have mutual feelings for that moment, which some might call infatuation. I don't know if that word is correct, but you just have to do what you have to do. Anyways, so fast forward to last year, probably last year, 2 years ago, Tinder has become totally different place, right? It has become totally different platform, different dating site. There's a lot of things going on in Tinder that I can't even comprehend. I can't even wrap my head around it, because I'm not saying Tinder is not a good application, but I'm just saying, if you have any plan of visiting Thailand, Thailand is a great country, I must say. It's a great country. But if you have a plan of visiting Thailand as a white person, you will be welcome. Yeah, Thailand is for you. I don't want to get into political explanation, and I don't want to get involved in criticizing or promoting culture that I don't deeply understand in. But I must say, Thailand, it's more for Thai people, for white people, unlike colored or black people. So let's get out of that political talk. So back to Tinder. Tinder has become something different for the past few years. So now there is a lot of things going on Tinder then that wasn't there when I first joined Tinder, when I first started using Tinder. Then when you use Tinder, it's almost certain that everybody you meet on Tinder, they are girls. If you're a guy, I don't have anything against the LGBTQ community. I'm not homophobic. So there's something in Thailand called ladyboys. And so ladyboy is equivalent to transgender. So some people use transgender, some people use ladyboy. But the common words, terms they use in Thailand to refer to this group of people is called them ladyboy or katoy in Thai language. So just of recent of Tinder, there's a lot of them. And the funniest part is those ladyboys, they're even more beautiful than most of the real girls. Right? So they have a lot of surgery. There's some of them already take off their ding-ding. Anyway, so there's a lot of conflicts of interest on Tinder right now that makes me laugh a lot. So when I get on Tinder, I have to be extra careful. I have to pay extra attention. I have to study who I'm sliding, right? To be sure if this is a girl or this is a ladyboy. There's various equations that I've slid into ladyboy without knowing. Then I have to ask, are you a real girl or are you a ladyboy? And I don't want to offend anybody. I just want to be sure. I just want to confirm. Now, a lot of real girls started taking offense if you ask them, if you just double check, are you a real girl or you're a ladyboy? They started taking offense. And a lot of them started putting it on their profile that I am a real girl, I'm not a ladyboy, just so you know. And to God be the glory, most of the ladyboys started putting on their own profile too, that they are a girl, or they are a ladyboy. So just so you know. And there used to be a lot of embarrassment because you don't want to embarrass someone you match with, and you don't want to embarrass yourself at the same time. So you have to check Sometimes it takes a lot of balls to ask someone if they're a real girl or a ladyboy. Just because you're not in the ladyboy doesn't mean you hate them. So there's a lot of people who are into them. So some girls takes offense on that. Like when you ask them, are you a real girl or you a ladyboy? They're like, yo, I'm a real girl. Why are you asking? Why can't you have eyes? Can't you? I was like, yo, I'm just trying to confirm. I don't want to make a wrong choice doing the right thing. You know, like, I just want to check if you're a real girl or you're a ladyboy. So, and the, most of the ladyboy, they get offended at the same time when you ask them, are you a ladyboy or you a real girl? That this shit happens to me, real story. So I don't know, this chick, she's beautiful, and we matched, and I was like, yo, I gotta be safe. And which I do, most of the time I do this in real life as well. When I meet a girl, probably online, we started talking, I was like, yo, real, I just want to know. So I asked him or her, I was like, yo, are you a real girl or ladybug? She was like, don't you have eyes, ugly? I was like, yo, chill out, I just want to confirm. Just, yeah, I'm ladyboy. I was like, oh, thank you. I'm sorry. It was the ugly. I was like, yo, you catch feelings so soon. I just want to know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you. I just want to know, right? So that is one part of the Tinder story. And there's a lot of crazy things happens on Tinder in Thailand, man. There's a lot of massage parlors started using Tinder as an avenue to advertise their product. Some of them come, there's this regular terms we use in Thailand called happy hour or happy ending. So it's like when you go to massage parlor and after the massage, you get something extra, you get something special, happy ending. So some girls will just come on Tinder advertising that they work in a massage parlor. They will be ready to service you and give you happy ending if you're ready. And this shit is crazy. I was like, yo, you don't need Tinder to do this. We all know there's a lot of massage around the corner in Thailand, mostly in Bangkok or in Pattaya or in Phuket or everywhere, right? So we can just go there. If you offer this service, just like you said, you don't have to come on a public platform and say you offer this particular service. I don't want to know about this shit, right? And there are some girls who basically, they just put on their profile, they are into only white boys. I was like, yo, I appreciate your honesty, but this is not what I'm here for. Anyway, so this is our experience. The experience is kind of crazy. And at the time, I stopped using Tinder as an avenue, as a platform to get laid. So I started using Tinder just to laugh. I'm always in and out of Tinder. I delete my profile, re-upload again. So sometimes I just download Tinder just to laugh. And I'll stay on Tinder just laughing, reading profile. And at the time, I was thinking, I have this crazy idea. Why can't I just start screenshotting this profile and save it and just make a database of shit that happens on Tinder? Probably I would name the database like shit that happens on Tinder in Thailand. It's kind of so crazy, you know? And the thing is like, right, there was a time last year I downloaded Tinder. I was like, yo, I just broke up with my ex-girlfriend. And I was so desperate to get laid. Like, I really was so desperate. I wasn't depressed. I was just home. I don't like going out. I don't do anything. When I break up with my girlfriend, I don't drink. I don't go out just to party or just to get over anything. Like, I let the feeling comes. I let the feeling goes. Like, natural. Everything is natural. So I just stay home on Tinder, slide into to find a match. And I couldn't find anybody. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I go different places. I couldn't find any match. And that shit was crazy. It was strange to me. I was like, then I used to be a place like after 2 days, I was like four matches. Then you started talking to someone, maybe two or three. I couldn't find one. And that shit was strange. So I was like, fuck it. I just deleted Tinder out of my phone. So I was like, yo, shit is natural. And a few days ago, right, I just installed Tinder again. And the first 2 hours, I already matched with 7 people and almost 3 sent me super like. And that shit is like, I don't know how the algorithm of Tinder works, but sometimes it's like, yo, man, this shit is out of hand. And I think this shit only happens in Thailand. So when I travel to Europe, I was in Rotterdam in Holland. When I slide, probably I slide, before I go to bed, I slide 10, 15 people. And I wake up with at least 8 to 10 matches. I was like, yo, man, this is heaven. This is like Tinder heaven, you know? I was like, yo, I want to live in Holland forever because of the Tinder. I don't know. The algorithm works in Holland so well that if you slide five people, out of five, you will match with at least two. And that happens to me. I experienced that in real life. But in Thailand, it's kind of opposite, you know. It's totally opposite. When you stay on Tinder, there's a lot of things happen, a lot of preferences, a lot of I'm only into black, I'm only into white, I'm only into rich, I'm only into someone who can take care of me, I'm only into this, I'm only into tourists, I'm only, if you're tourist, don't, that shit is tough to handle. At a point, I feel like maybe Tinder is not for me, or maybe Tinder is not for some certain group of people in Thailand, unlike other country like Holland, Spain, Belgium, most of the European country, you know. It's like when I use Tinder over there, I feel like, yo, I think Tinder is made for me here. But in Thailand, it's totally opposite. So 2 days ago, I downloaded Tinder, 7 matches. Now I'm talking to one. So one is actually coming to my place, but the rest stop talking. They won't even respond to my message. And I have this principle, like, if I message you after 24 hours with no response, I will just unmatch you and let it go. If you don't feel like talking, I'm not going to force you into talking with me. I don't do that. We're supposed to be, Tinder is supposed to be for single people, probably looking to get laid for that moment, or maybe something miraculous might happen after first date. Who knows? But if you ignore someone, you don't want to talk to them, how do you expect something to happen? But I have this theory. When I get rejected or ignored by a girl, I don't catch feelings. I automatically think maybe she's talking to someone she thinks she's more connected with. So I will let that slide. I don't want to bother her. I won't even send her a message after 24 hours. I just let it go. I will just unmatch her. If I don't unmatch, I will just leave it there and I will never talk to her anymore. But I only talk to people who respond to me, who take their time to talk to me, who wants to talk to me, not the people who will be forcing to talk to me. So that is one hell of a Tinder stories anyway. So, and again, right? So when I started using Tinder like 6 years ago, I introduced Tinder to my brothers and my cousins, right? And Tinder becomes so competitive, you know, it becomes so competitive within us. So I have to go to, if I go to my cousin's place, I have to slide with his location and see what is happening. So then we just, after we slide, we have to double check if they have already matched this person. Yeah. If I just match someone around their house, I have to confirm. You match this guy, you talking to her or what? Just so we know. So we know, we call it IP conflicts. So that we won't be fucking same girl, right? So we always double check with each other. So Tinder became so competitive among us that I feel like, shit, this shit is mad. So if I go to my brother's place, I started sliding Tinder. I want to see what he has on his around his area. So just started sliding. And at the time, we started even counting how many matches we got. You see, that is how addictive this Tinder shit is. We started counting, like, if I got like 40 matches, like, yo, in 2 months, I got 40 matches, and shit was mad. And this is not only within me and my brother. I remember I went to my Thai friend's house. We were just drinking whole night, and then we started, like, using Tinder. Then Tinder have this function where you can have a group, where you can create a group within your friends and invite, or just regular match and shit like that. I don't know. It's been a long time though, so I can't explain how the function works actually. So me and my friend, we just sit. We started like sliding. And it's so funny. He's Thai, right? So a lot of Thai girls are on Tinder, right? So he got matched like easily. And I'll be there going right, left. And he was like, sometimes he would tell me, Joy, I'm going to match. Even without sliding yet, he knows. So, boom, it was like match. I was like, hey, no, man. This Tinder shit is cheating. It's cheating. This Tinder fuck is racist and shit. Nah, I'm just kidding anyway. So, I never think that because I don't focus. I don't devote my time, my energy on Tinder. Most of the time, Tinder is just there for me just to see faces, to laugh, to read profile, and to wonder what the fuck is going on this application. And I can see a lot of black guys living in Thailand might have experienced or come across the same experience I'm sharing with you guys here. Because it's kind of crazy, you know. It's really crazy to me. And I don't want to think that just because I'm black, that the girls on Tinder doesn't like black guys. I've met my ex-girlfriend. She She was like, she basically told me, like, yo, I can only date black guys. If we break up, my next boyfriend is going to be black. And I've seen a lot of girls who says, yo, they're only into black. So I don't feel like there's race. I don't want to consider race to be a factor when it comes to Tinder. But in real life, yeah, there's a lot of girls who prefer only Japanese. I mean, Thai girls. There's a lot of Thai girls who prefer only white Westerners. I don't have preferences. Like, I just want to know if you're good. If you're good person, you meet my criteria, things that I want in a woman. I don't give a shit if you're white, black, purple, green, yellow, or whatever you is. Like, I'm digging it. I'm going straight. I'm going straight. So I don't have you. You have to be white, you have to be black, you have to be purple, you have to... And what's so crazy is I've been in Thailand for years and I haven't fucked a single black girl. The closest thing to black I fucked was this girl. She's from Dominican Republic. Yeah, she's a Dominican American. But she didn't see herself as a black, even when she's black as fuck. I mean, not totally black. She's mixed. The dad is black, the mom is Spanish. So that was the closest thing to black girl that I've been with in Thailand since I've been living in Thailand. And that doesn't mean I hate black. I can't find the one that I really into yet. And I hope to find one soon. So I don't discriminate. I don't have a race preference. I have to date you because of white. Or I have to date you because of black. Or I have to date you because of Thai. I've dated Thai. I've dated white. I've dated Russian. I've do a lot of things with people that outside my race. And that doesn't mean I hate my own race. But that's just my own thing. So we're still on the Tinder date in Thailand. So today I might be getting something special, some special package from Tinder that will be delivered to my house tonight. Like I said on my introduction episode, I had a DJ gig yesterday. I went to play. I get paid for the first time DJing, and the payment was okay for just 4 hours. And I met a lot of people, good people, and the celebrant loves my music. And I feel so good about that. I feel so good at things I've been doing at home for a while, doing probably in some wedding ceremonies, my friend's wedding ceremony or birthday ceremony. I can actually display it to strangers, to people who I'm meeting for the first time. And surprisingly, they love it. So I feel impressed. I was impressed in my DJing skills, my music selection, my music choice, and how I could be able to get the crowd, to read the crowd and to let them know that I'm here to serve them and I'm here to make them happy, to play music that will make them dance. So it wasn't a dull moment. It was fun. The celebrant, she thanked me after the show. She appreciated it, and I appreciate the chance and the opportunity she gave me to play on her birthday. It was actually a surprise birthday for her boyfriend. So... anyway, so let's go back to Tinder. Tinder in Thailand is kind of crazy to me, and I'm still here to play along. I'm still here to experience a lot of this Tinder fiasco. And if I have something crazy about Tinder next up, I will let you guys know first and foremost. In case you're just joining me, this is the Lone Room Podcast, and I'm your host, Joel. Just leave a comment, subscribe, and leave a comment. Thank you. All bye.